WTTS on demand.
All right, you guys, great to have you here. And I know that life on the road can be a little bit trying, a little tough maybe. You've got a really wide range of experiences here. First of all, today you're in our Sun King Studio 92, and we're really glad to have you. Thank you.
It's nice in here.
I think you're really going to be impressed by tonight. You're at the Palladium.
We've heard tell. We've heard that it's a fairly wonderful place.
It truly is, and you've done places like Carnegie Hall before, haven't you? You've been around your share of venues. Then as a total contrast to this, in a couple of days you're going to be enjoying the sights, sounds, and smells of Bonnaroo.
Yes. Yes, we'll be wading through the mud and the muck down there. But it's fun. The music is good, even if the mud is trying.
Do you have a chance to hang down there for a little while, or is it just do your set and then you have to go?
We do this time. We're there for 2 days. We have a full day of promoting ourselves the day before our set.
Yeah.
But that night we have nothing to do, and Radiohead has a set to play, so that works nicely.
The last time that I saw the Punch Brothers, you guys were opening for Paul Simon down at Bloomington at the IU Auditorium. And then you came back and you jammed with Paul. And I'm guessing that doesn't just like all of a sudden happen, right? There was some rehearsal and all that.
Yeah, but not much. Not much. He had us up and, he asked if we wanted to do it, which I think is kind of the silliest thing ever. I think when you're Paul Simon, you could just tell people. and then they just go, yes! But we did the Boxer and Cecilia with him and got to be, his band left the stage and we were his band for those two songs. And it was pretty ridiculous.
That has to be an incredible experience, I would think. Is he a pretty good guy to work for?
He's awesome. And he loves it still. He's not one of those jaded fellas who, one of the superheroes who can't be bothered anymore. He works hard every day. He does a 2-hour sound check, like rehearsing and changing arrangements and polishing other ones. He's amazing. It's inspiring to watch.
Your latest album is Who's Feeling Young Now, and I was kind of curious about the title. How did you come up with that?
It's from the song Who's Feeling Young Now, which is about a lot of different things. But I think in the context of the record, it's sort of like you get to this point in life where you realize that you can't just take a mulligan. You can't just oh, sorry about that. Totally messed your life up there. Sorry, let's just try that one again. You can't do that. And when you hurt people, it can leave a mark. So the record features all sorts of characters behaving badly and facing the consequences.
That's great. Well, once again, it's just great to have you guys here. We're really pleased to have you in our Sun King Studio 92. Will you once again please welcome the Punch Brothers?
WTTS on demand.